Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved. To be realized, know the joy within you.
We're back at 12 after. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and we're visiting with our new friend, Carolyn Wyman, is the author of Better Than Homemade, Amazing Foods That Change the Way We Eat. Carolyn is the author. She's also a syndicated column, folks, columnist. Many of you have seen her column around the country. She's in at least 100 newspapers all over the country. She's written for a lot of different publications. She's also the author of Spam, a Biography, and Jell-O, a Biography. Anybody who's written a biography of Spam and Jell-O, ladies and gentlemen, is somebody that I want to meet. Carolyn Wyman, welcome to the show.
Thanks.
It's good to have you here. I got to ask this question, though, Carolyn.
Mm-hmm.
The biographies of Spam and of Jell-O, were those authorized biographies?
They were, well, sort of. I mean, they weren't official company biographies, but I did work with the companies. They did give me access to their archives and stuff like that.
Well, I was just curious about how you would get.
Part.
I was just curious about how you get Spam to authorize a biography of itself. That would be an interesting trick. Okay, what? Let's talk. I want to talk about the Better Than Homemade book, but before we do, you got to tell us about the biography of Spam. Tell us about that.
Well, I went to Austin, Minnesota, which is where they make Spam.
Right.
And, you know, I think Spam is actually in Better Than Homemade as well. But Spam is one of the few products that you could write a whole book about. You know, Spam and Jell-O, there aren't, yeah, I mean, Better Than Homemade has, you know, more than 50 products in it. There aren't too many that you could write their own, you know, 150-page books
right.
on. But Spam is like, you know, it's become much more than just a food. I mean, people have written, you know, songs about it, and there are festivals.
Monty Python
yeah,
did.
Yeah, TV.
Spam. Well, but only they don't call it Spam, they call it Spam. But Carolyn.
But that's because, you know, with Spam, you know, what happened is during World War II, the soldiers ate so much of it that they made all these jokes about it.
Right.
And then the next generation of people were on the Internet, and the early people on the Internet were really kind of these nerds that were into Monty Python, and so they came up with the term Spam as a way to talk about, referring to that skit, the way to talk about unwanted, you know, emails.
Right. Right.
In the same way that in the skit, it was all you could get was spam, even if you didn't want it.
Okay,
and,
Carolyn, we got to know this now. This is very important. What is in Spam?
All that's in Spam is ham, pork shoulder, sugar, salt, and sodium nitrite, which is a preservative.
You promise?
It's practically, you know, as pure as the new driven snow.
You promise, Carolyn? That's it.
Yeah, really. I was there. I saw the bins of meat. I saw what they put into it.
Okay. And you don't think they were just doing it just because you were there?
Yeah, it's not that scary.
Okay.
Scrapple,
and of course,
is much worse.
Jell-O's pretty cool. I mean, there's not much I mean, how do you write about Jell-O though?
Well, the same thing. I mean, Jell-O's been around even longer than Spam, and in some ways, you know, it's certainly more colorful. it has a really long history. It's, you know, like Spam, you've got, you know, people doing, you know, festivals, and they do these things where you slide, Jell-O slides, where you, you know, put Jell-O on a plastic thing and have fun with it. And there's like, you know, you jump in Spam, you don't jump in Spam, you jump in Jell-O, like they call them Jell-O jumps, and they fill out like a swimming pool with it.
It's part of our culture, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, what happens with a lot of these products is that the more people use them, and have them in their houses, the more kind of weird, wacky ways they find out to kind of, what the companies would say, misuse them or abuse them. Like, say, Pringles, you know the Pringles can is like, you know, a part of school life, you know.
It's
like,
an icon. It's an icon, isn't it?
Yeah, it's a crafting thing, and you know, parents always, you know, the teacher's saying, bring in, you know, 8 empty Pringles canisters so we can make, you know, whatever. But there's that, but also older people, they found out that the silver lining in the Pringles can makes it a good signal booster when you're trying to hack into wireless computer networks. So you can get, like, directions on the Internet and make one of these things for $10.
Karen, let's talk about your book, Better Than Homemade. Now, you identify all these things like Denny Moore beef stew, which I've certainly eaten plenty of, and pot pies, and TV dinners, and macaroni and cheese, and shake and bake, and Kool-Aid, all these different things. Do you think that stuff's better than homemade?
Well, it is. I mean, because, you know, regular natural food, I mean, it spoils, it's not consistent. I mean, you get like a peach. So you buy a peach from a produce, you know, stand.
Yeah.
And it might be mushy. It might be great. You know it's going to spoil, you know, pretty quickly.
Yeah.
Whereas all these foods, they're like, you know what they are. You know, like, you get Velveeta, you buy it in California, you buy it in Maine, it's going to be the same. And it's going to be the same today as it was, you know, in 1927 when it was invented.
Well, and also, if you lay it out, you can come back a year. If you lay it out, you can come back in a year and it'll still be ready to eat.
Well, yeah. I mean, if you don't open it, because actually, I don't know if you know
this. I think maybe, Carolyn, you can open it and it'll still do that. But you know, the other thing about homemade food that just drives me nuts, the darn stuff tastes good. What are we going to do about that?
Well, I mean, some homemade food tastes good. I mean, if you were lucky enough to grow up in a home of a mom that cooked really well. But a lot of us, I mean, like Hamburger Helper, for instance, they did a study, and really the people that buy it are women with kids who are not very confident of their cooking abilities.
Where the most used appliance in the kitchen is not the stove, it's the can opener and the microwave. Stand by, Carolyn. Carolyn Wyman, ladies and gentlemen, she's the author of Better Than Homemade. We come back, I'm going to get Carolyn to help us eat a little more healthy when we come back after these messages. 20 after, stay with us. Back is 23 after the hour. Thanks for joining us. Thanks for hanging around with us. I'm Jim Blassingame. The Small Business Advocate, Carolyn Wyman, is our guest. She's the author of Better Than Homemade, Amazing Foods That Change the Way We Eat. It's a book about this really important part of our culture in America, our food, our prepackaged food. All these companies have created for us. Carolyn, and by the way, folks, Carolyn's column is called The Supermarket Sampler. So those of you who have seen it, you know, you've seen it before, you know what a good column it is. And also, those of you who may not have paid attention in the past, maybe you'll do that now. And Carolyn, before we go any further, I'd like for you to tell us where your book is available.
It should be in any, you know, independent or chain bookstore. It should be available everywhere.
And it's got a picture of a nice a TV dinner on it. You know, I remember when TV dinners first came out back in the 50s, Carolyn. I remember we had some. We didn't have microwaves. You know, you still had to wait on it. You had to put it in the oven and wait on it, especially if it was frozen.
Oh, yeah. It actually, they took, you know, like 45 minutes to cook.
Today
seems obscene, but that was like fast compared to making all those little things yourself.
You know what one of my favorite meals was back in those days? Chicken pot pies.
Oh, yeah.
I love those things. But then they quit putting the crust in the bottoms, and I didn't eat them after that. They sort of went to the cheap route, and they just put crust on the top, not on the bottom, because the crust was the best part.
Oh yeah. Well, that's all where all the fat and calories were, I'm sure.
When you're 10 years old, you don't care about that.
Oh yeah, no, they tasted great. I mean, Swanson actually started out making pot pies. Pot pies preceded TV dinners, actually.
Yeah. But if you're a hungry 10-year-old, you don't want to wait 45 minutes to get to heat up. And so that was the only bad thing about that. You had to put it in before you were hungry. Carolyn, how do you reconcile all of the prepackaged food, all the fast food, all the snacks that America has? How do you reconcile all that convenience and all that important part of our culture with the fact that we have an epidemic of obesity in America? How do you reconcile all that?
Well, I mean, I don't think you should blame the food for obesity. I mean, it's like, you know, what do they say, you know, guns don't kill people, people do.
Right.
You know, it's like we're the ones that decide what we eat. But, I mean, there are a lot of even healthier versions of some of these processed foods, you know, because a lot of us grew up on things like Pop-Tarts and Hot Pockets and stuff like that. We feel nostalgic. We want to eat that stuff. But there's even, I mean, there's a kind of a third generation of some of these products made by health food companies. I find
right.
sort of ironic that, like, say, a company like Barbara's, it's a natural food company, they make a toaster pastry that's like a healthy version of a Pop-Tart.
Does it taste good?
Not as good as a Pop-Tart. But, I mean, it really is a tribute to these products and how much they've become part of us. I mean, food is the only part of our culture that literally becomes part of us. We consume it.
Yeah.
And so it's natural that we would have, you know, really strong feelings and strong associations. And and it's also true that, you know, some of these things that you would think would be bad for you, I mean, even doing my research, I was surprised to find out that something like, say, Ready Whip, you know, the aerosol whipped cream actually contains real cream and milk. It doesn't have any horrible ingredients in it.
Or, you know, a particular point of pride for me, Carolyn, is that I've never eaten any cheese out of an aerosol can, and I plan to die being able to say that, but how do we? Well, the American lifestyle has contributed to, or has basically given rise to the prepackaged foods that we have, because we're on the go, we're moving so fast. Nobody works harder than Americans. We have a work ethic that's I don't know if it's better than if it's all that much of a good thing, but it is what we have, and we work more than anybody else does, and that doesn't lend itself to taking our time when we eat. So we have to eat fast food, it seems. We have to eat snacks. It seems that we do, and we eat a lot of ready to eat foods. How can we do that and eat in a healthy way?
Well, you're probably talking to the wrong gal with that question, because, I mean, although I got to say, you know, knock on wood, I weigh, you know, 93 pounds, and, you know, I'm pretty healthy, and I eat all this stuff. I mean, I think I shouldn't, and think about it. I mean, maybe this sounds facetious, but really, when people ate all natural foods, they lived to be 30 or 40 years old at most, and today we're eating all this stuff with all the preservatives in it, and we're living to be 80 and 90.
So, you're not going to give modern medicine any credit for any of that, are you, Carolyn?
Well, I mean, who knows what's causing it? But I think
one of my favorite things I've heard people say is they're talking about a particular prepackaged confection, and they say, well, it's got the two major food groups, sugar and preservative. Carolyn Wyman, thank you for being here. Good job today. The book is called Better Than Homemade. Amazing foods that change the way we eat. Thanks, Carolyn. We'll see you next time.
Okay,
quick break.
Thanks.
I'll be right back with Craig Smith. We're going to talk about economic terrorism. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.